about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I think I'm having an overdose that kills my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
As Florence Machine says, the dog days are over.
The dog days of summer are over.
No, the dog days are over, Mom.
Are they?
Yeah.
I like it.
What does that even mean?
I need you to make me a sign.
We'll make a sign with the words. Or please print legibly.
Wait a minute. What if my name was?
Is your name?
For the sake of this argument, yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I'll make whatever sign you like, Mr.
Oh, please call me.
How are you, Marisol?
Hi, good morning.
How old are you, if you don't mind me?
23.
And what celebrity do you most resemble?
I don't know. Mexican?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
White people.
Roll another one.
I'm a sex addict.
Just like the other one.
Thank you, but no, it sounds boring.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Don't count out greatness.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Lick my eye.
Roll another one.
This is bonkers.
Just like the other one.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
This one seems to be about
sex. I'm sorry for the realness.
I don't have another cent.
I don't care whatever it is that you're selling here.
I'm not buying it.
But the one guy.
You can't polish this turd.
Just pass it around.
Hey, at least we're alive.
Right?
But don't bother to join my friend.
Blue House on the Prairie, because it's rad.
But just pass it on down.
And now.
They're just being haters.
What's a hater?
Oh, it's just something people say instead of working to change their own flaws.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBean Show. It's Friday, April 20th,
420.
Wait.
What?
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 Today?
Today.
On a Friday.
Right?
Oh, man. How many people are just calling in? Hi.
Be real, I would assume.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have to call in anywhere, though.
Does
it? It's not like he has a boss that he's checking in with.
Right.
Is it okay if I take the day off?
Every day's 420, of
correct,
course, or be real.
Yeah.
He is the coolest, sweetest guy, and it's probably because of all the weed.
I agree. No one nicer.
No one nicer.
We did a 420 show from, I want to say, Hermosa Beach, and he showed up, and there were cops there, because anywhere we do live stuff, cops show up. And he had the largest joint. I mean, it must have been 4 feet long, and he just lit it up, and the cops were just standing there. This is, of course, before it was legal. And they were just sitting there looking at him like, all right, you know what? You're be real.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're good with it. Stryker just spent the last 45 seconds putting on his lipstick. I don't know if you noticed that.
I see him do it often during the show. He likes to.
But it's like a certain motion, and it's always the exact same motion.
It seems like an aggressive way to on chapstick. But he likes a supple lip, and I can't fault him for that. Really can't.
But listen, it's not lipstick, to be fair. It's just lip balm.
No, but lipstick is funnier.
Would you do it with me?
Did you guys see everybody posting, it's 420 Eve, remember to leave out milk and cookies for Snoop Dogg?
I did not see that, but that's awesome.
I thought that was pretty cute.
Allie, your house got fixed? You still alive?
They came yesterday, and wow, were they hammering and drilling and doing all kinds of stuff.
That's not drilling.
I immediately actually thought that when I was hearing it. I'm like, that's not drilling. and not that kind of drilling either. Yeah, no, they put in a whole new back staircase, and they're going to come back on Saturday and paint it.
So it was finished in one day?
That quick? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were there when I got home, and then they were done by about 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like about a month and a half job right there for most.
There were 4 guys, and they were just going at it.
Did you offer them anything?
I did. I was like, wow, really working up a sweat there. Looks like you're hot. Do you want some water? So I just offered them water.
Oh, that's it?
For my fridge, yeah. And by fridge.
Pointing, that was a wrestling move.
Pointing doesn't work on the radio.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Can I describe the move Allie made?
Sure. I mean, I think everybody can probably guess, but go ahead.
Oh, Allie, you know that wrestling move when you put your arms up in a V and then use your number 2 finger to point down to the crotch area?
Uh-huh.
That was the move Allie was doing. Mm, like, you want some of this water?
Yeah.
You want some of this right here?
I'm talking about this fridge where I keep things cold.
Ice cold.
It's not a fridge.
Separate compartment.
Not supposed to be a fridge.
Called my ice box.
What's going on here?
I didn't sleep. I'm sorry.
Allie, are you high right now or something?
No, Drew. I am not.
I love when Drew has stuff.
And it's usually like in the middle of one of his thoughts. He's like, wait a minute. What did she just say?
He's exasperated.
Oh, he is.
If people haven't been able to tell, it's our only goal is to just frustrate Drew. That for some reason is so sweet and fun. So we try to do that every time.
You brought me into that. I would usually just be like, you guys stop and let Drew finish his thought. And now I'm just like, bang, bang, boom.
Now you realize how fun it is.
You know what his trigger word is?
Trigger word.
His trigger word to really get him going.
Oh, no.
Ask him about toxins in the body.
Oh.
Because toxins, he's like, there is no scientific formula for toxin. What's a toxin?
Right.
He hates if you say, Drew, if I drink, will I sweat out the toxins the next day? If I'm sick and I go into a sauna, can I sweat out the toxins? I'm full of toxins. He goes crazy.
He says there's no such thing?
Yes.
He must lose it when people ask him about cleanses then.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get rid of all these toxins in my body. No, F you. You're just depriving yourself of nutrients and you're peeing everything out. Cleanse people, right? Who's with me?
Tired of them.
Wow. Go join those CrossFitters and really talk about nothing.
I don't know what's happening. Let's try to defend everybody first thing.
Let's do it.
Let's make that our goal. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
No, I'm going to get high tonight, though. Okay. I'm going to get very high tonight.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to get so f***ed up tonight. I'm like mother Tupac.
You know who's not like Tupac? Nick.
Oh.
At all. This morning on the Kevin and Bean show, the best weed movies.
Yeah.
We're all going to pick our own. Brand new internet roundup. Mm. We're going to talk to Ashley Esqueda from CNET. I don't know if you guys are aware of the deep fake, the name of a deep fake, where they can make a video and it looks 1,000% real. You cannot tell the difference. Mm-hmm. And it started with putting people in porn.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to put Stryker, if they wanted to put you in porn, that video is 1,000% convincing that it's you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's scary.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to her about how they do that and how they're trying to make it an app so that it could be really easy for everyone to be able to do.
Now, will that get me more followers on Instagram and a deal on the E-Network and my mom will become my momager?
I don't know.
Okay.
If your mom is momaging fake porn
of
a little boy.
No, I think you're the strangest one in the family there.
Yeah, your mom's fine.
Their whole family.
Yeah.
But this is going to be the new reality, and now how do you know what to trust?
That's right.
Because it's insane.
Yeah.
We also have a new sex doll brothel opening up in Germany.
Finally.
That's happening.
Yeah.
Who wants to go there?
Who wants to go second?
I don't want to go first.
I mean,
really? No, not really.
Once?
I mean, are people still a viable option?
I believe so.
Okay.
All right.
No, I'm a no on that one.
Okay.
Plus, Keep It 100, which we do on Fridays, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic from the LA Galaxy.
Just nailing that
nailing
name,
that.
Joins us as well.
Moshe Kasher, no. Ayla Zizee Balulala, you nail it.
I mean, I've been watching his career for 10 years, so I sort of know his name.
It's funny that that's the reason why. Who do we have in all the time? Really funny guy. From Silicon Valley. Also had that movie, The Big Sick, with his wife.
Mm.
I mean, for years, having him on.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh! Boom!
What?
did not see that coming.
I always get that.
Oh, is it Bean that doesn't? Oh, okay. I knew it was one of you. But, oh, look at his face. He's actually surprised.
Kevin's surprised.
He nailed it.
How dare you. That's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with What's Happening with Allie. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52 in time for our first look at What's Happening with Allie.
They don't live stream Coachella for the second weekend.
Oh, I don't know that.
Normally not.
I didn't know that. I was hoping they did.
There were two. I mean, I think last year and the year before, there were two. Like, one weekend it was YouTube. A second weekend it was on a cable network. But I don't know if that's happening this year. I don't have that.
Oh, we'll have to research that.
Yeah, I want to find out because one of Beyonce's dancers said, yeah, we're switching up a couple things. So there could still be a real wow factor. If that woman switches stuff up from an iconic, unbelievable, unreal, totally talked about performance in that time, holy crap.
She's a bitch.
That is not what we're saying
at all.
That would be ridiculous, but I want to see it, is what I'm saying, because God knows I'll be on Saturday night. What?
I think a lot of them try to change things up a little bit. Some of the guests are different that come out on stage and stuff. But you're right, Beyonce, that was so crazy over the top. She must have put so much work into that. How do you change that?
How do you even change it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Leave out one of Destiny's Child? She's like, just you, Kelly. That would be funny. Not sure if you saw this yesterday, but Kanye West, he's back on Twitter tweeting up a storm. He revealed that he's got new music on the way. Not one album, but two.
'Cause baby, I'm awesome. Also, I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
I feel like we know. I feel like he's told us.
Yeah. He has told us many times.
A lot. But he took to Twitter to announce his current untitled album with seven songs will be released on June 1st. He's also got a project with Kid Cudi. That's going to drop on June 8th. And they're going by the name Kids See Ghost. Okay.
Okay. That's a name. That's
like,
a choice.
Not like Kids See a Ghost, but Kids See Ghost. Kids See Ghost.
Okay.
Kids See Ghost. Kitsy Ghost. Listen, I don't know if there's punctuation involved, but
what's
it's
the
kids.
Point of thinking?
It's a great point. Kids See Ghost. So, new Kanye music on the way.
All right.
New music today, by the way. A lot of albums out. Perfect Circle, Eat the Elephant, Pennywise, Never Gonna Die, Sting and Shaggy. We have been waiting for this.
Is that a combo album?
It
is.
No.
Oh, you didn't hear about this.
Who's advising Sting?
Yes.
Who's advising Shaggy?
No, Shaggy should take that in a second. Shaggy.
Okay, absolutely. I got it.
He benefits from it. Sting,
yes,
no.
It does. I know.
And I love that it's being called their first duo album.
Oh,
like,
no.
There's more to come. But the New York Post says that they will perform at Queen Elizabeth's birthday party tomorrow in London. And Sting said he met the Queen back in 2003, but he doesn't think she enjoys music very much. Well,
really?
This will change things.
That. Shaggy will help.
You and Shaggy performing up
Shaggy
together.
Do Boombastic?
It's all Boombastic. No, these are all new music. Oh, yes, he did
okay,
do that.
He did, and now they're coming together for not covers.
No.
Original music.
Yeah.
Sting and Shaggy.
Would you like a little taste?
Yes.
I don't want to take my time. I'm putting everything on the line. They say that true love's hard to find. I'm ready now to make your mind.
Don't make me wait.
Listen, we've heard much worse.
We have heard much worse.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not bad.
No.
Queen's going to hit a bong.
Well, here's the thing.
Queen songs.
Because it's out today, 420. Is that just a coincidence? And Shaggy said, we were going to name the project Joint Venture, but we decided not to because there's two of them.
Right.
Yes. Also out today.
Mr. Boombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Is Beer Mug's cover album of all Shaggy tunes.
I would get that. He did that to Shaggy.
Oh, man.
Mr. Boombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
I mean, that is some quality stuff. Also out today, much anticipated Church of Scars from Bishop Briggs.
Yeah!
who we all just adore at the station. You got to spend some quality time with her doing your show, right?
Yeah, we spent a half a day together, and she is so good. The show is on airs tonight.
Oh,
it's on the Audience Channel on DirecTV. It's
all
our
right.
This is season 5 of the show, which starts tonight. And she plays songs, very in-depth interview. A couple of tears may have streamed down her face from my particular questions.
Look at you, Barbara Walters.
Hold on, did tears streamed on your face as well, or you just made her cry?
Afterwards, because I stunk at it. I'm like, I ruined another show. But it was, she's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And if people, they probably see her picture, it's like, oh, what an attractive lady. She probably just shows up to a studio for 2 hours. She has been doing this for a long time. And what's so impressive, she's played to 2 people in a club, 5 people. She writes nonstop, and she puts so much into it.
Yeah.
Real artist. Real
what's
artist.
The name of the show?
The show is called Audience Music.
Audience Music.
Audience Music. It's on every Friday, DirecTV on the Audience Channel.
And the great thing about her, too, is she would play just the same to 2 people in a club or at, like, a weenie roast, right?
That's exactly right.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah. She's played weenie roast.
I know. She played the side stage, and we were on stage doing our little show, and I was so mad because I could hear her in the distance doing River, and I'm like, no, I wanted to see Bishop Briggs. Why am I up here sweating? That happened. That was just a recreation,
that was
you guys.
Well done.
Yeah, it was good.
So congratulations, Bishop Briggs. Some birthdays for you. We've got
Mr. Bombastic, Baby Fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
It is. It's uncanny. Imagine being Shaggy, hearing that and going,
that's better than mine.
That was a hit for me.
Yeah.
And what you did just right there. One more time.
Mr. Bombastic, Baby Fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Some birthdays for you. Model Miranda Kerr, Shamar Moore, the actor, actress Jessica Lange, Carmen Electra, Andy Serkis, Joey Lawrence, George Takei, and what, maybe just stay off Twitter for a bit, Killer Mike. And that's what's happening.
Coming up on the program today, we've got your final chance at tickets for Avengers Infinity War, the world premiere. And we're going to do that with fan songs. In the 8 o'clock hour.
And what is that? What is fan songs?
People make up their own song about why they need to be at this movie.
Okay.
Song, rap, parody, original, whatever you want to do. They make that up, and then we have them call in, and then they perform that song for us. And we either choose an overwhelming favorite, or we do a drawing of everybody that calls in with their song.
What I have found this week on the show with you guys, especially for this prize, this is such a huge giveaway. People are so mad if they're not getting through.
Yeah.
And they're not being jerks, but you can
feel
the frustration on the social media. Right.
Yeah. Especially if it's a game and they're getting all of them.
Right, and they can't get through on the lines.
Right. The only thing I'll say about that is that there's something about being on the phone and being on the air and having that pressure on you. It's not quite as easy as it is.
Tell me about
it
here every day. I feel the pressure.
All right, so it's 4:20. Let's talk movies. Let's talk weed movies and our favorites.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Dazed and Confused, 1993.
That's good.
All-time classic.
Okay.
Had a lot of people in it before they became huge stars. Ben Affleck, Mia Jovovich, Parker Posey, Adam Goldberg, Matthew McConaughey. I mean, there were a lot of different stars in this movie.
Yeah.
And here's a clip from Dazed and Confused.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
I mean, I don't know. I've recreated that line 100 times.
Oh, dear.
If it has quotable lines, it automatically becomes, you know, a classic in my mind.
And wasn't that directed by an Academy Award winner director now, Richard Linklater? Is that his name, Allie?
I believe it was.
Yeah. He did Boyhood. Yeah, he's really good. And on a lot of lists, that movie you just selected, Kevin, is always in like the top three of the Stoner
Quentin
movies.
Tarantino picked it as the 10th best movie of all time.
Is that right?
Not just weed movies.
Huh.
Odd, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's my choice, Dazed and Confused for 420 movies.
Nice.
Who wants to go next?
Should we have Stryker go?
Sure.
Awesome.
All right.
Although, let me just preface this by saying the job of picking a 420 movie is not to pick a movie that you are in.
Uh-huh.
And then feature a clip that you're in.
Stryker.
So that seems like it's a little bogus.
Stryker.
Let me just say, this movie that I have selected is in almost every top 10 list for Stoner movies, so I'm not just pulling it out of left field.
Right.
Okay.
I also choose the movie because it was one of the best experiences I've ever had and lucky experience I've had. And it all happened because a couple of people heard me on the radio. They're like, hey, you want to be in this movie? So this movie I've selected, I mean, it only made $6 million at the box office and $470,000 in other countries total.
Which is a disaster.
That is. But on DVD,
yes, it's grown
it made
and grown and
$31 million.
Yep.
Wow.
Written and starring Alan Covert, the great Nick Swartzen, Linda Cardellini, Jonah Hill, Doris Roberts, Joel Moore, David Spade, and yours truly, the movie I am talking about is Grandma's Boy.
I have chosen our very best table for your party.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. This is our Harmony table. Thank you. Take a look, please, at our very exclusive vitamin water list.
Oh, I'll look at that.
Yeah. Enjoy the Harmony.
Enjoy the Harmony.
Now, this next part is the best scene in the movie, and it's the exact scene after my scene. And many out there say, from where I started, which I didn't do that good a job, but to the end of this scene with David Spade and the stars of the movie is the best scene. And David Spade, I was watching him film this. He nailed it every single time. It was a 10 out of 10. Everyone, I'm like, that's why this guy's so famous. He's so good. Here you go.
Do you have bathrooms here, or do I have to the plant?
Stupid f***ing idiot, red-shirted ass. You guys think you're so f***ing cool. Go eat a hamburger and choke on a cow d***.
And just for the High Times, named the best stoner movie of 2006, Grandma's Boy. Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Allie?
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man. Because I've got the best stoner movie, if not one of the top five movies of all time, just across the board.
I agree with that.
Probably the most quotable movie of all time. Mm. I mean, I just did a quote right at the beginning, and it just flowed perfectly. You didn't even notice that that was a dude quote. It is the Big Lebowski.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
I mean, I maybe watched that movie 30 times, 40 times.
The dude abides. If I walk into a home and I say that rug really tied the room together and nobody gets it,
you walk out.
I leave that home. Oh, yeah. That home is not a home I want to be a part of.
It's not acceptable.
No.
All right, Chip, you got one?
All right, so mine, Super Troopers 2 comes out today, which I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
So the first one is one of my favorite stoner movies. You know, it starts with the opening scene of the cops pulling over the stoner kids, messing with them. You know, they have pot on them, they have mushrooms on them. But they're also, through the movie, dealing with the drug cartel and all this stuff. But on top of that, it's just a movie about guys screwing with their coworkers and then screwing with citizens. It's like all over the, you know, it's all over the top. I love it. Super Troopers.
Pulled over. You can't pull over any farther.
You want to know why I pulled you over? Littering and smoking the reefer. Oh. Now, to teach you boys a lesson, Officer Rabbit and I are going to stand here while you three smoke the whole bag.
Please, no. Please, no.
There are some movies that have great quotes in them if you're looking for a 420 movie. Of course, there's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I mean,
how much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
I mean, honestly, how good is that?
It's so good. And that movie has inspired many people to buy the black and white checkered Vans. Because he was hitting his head with those shoes in that scene. He's like, that's the noise you're hearing.
Here's Half-Baked.
Yes.
Another great movie.
I'm here today because I'm addicted to marijuana.
Hell no. You in here for some marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck for coke.
I seen them.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some for marijuana?
Awesome clip. A Pineapple Express?
Yes.
Of course.
I witnessed a murder.
We should call the police right away.
We can't call the police. The police were the murderers. Look, we gotta get the F out of here.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a f***ing kite.
I'm not high.
All right. So there's that one, and there's also Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
It's not called Harold and Kumar Go Get Hamburgers?
That's what was someone said.
Omar actually said, I love the one about the burgers. And I'm like, good what? Burger? He's like, no, the two guys and then they drive. I'm like, whoa, how high are you right now?
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
That's one of my favorite lines of any movie.
My mother loved that movie.
What?
Concerning. I told Cal Penn, I was like, this is weird, but my mom watched that movie, called me, and was like, have you seen this? It is a real delight.
Did you say it was the burger movie?
Yes.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
Oh, dude, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry as balls.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Let's eat.
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times. I want something we haven't had in a while. I want the perfect food.
White Castle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And those are some weed movies if you're looking for some today. Coming up later on today, we've got your passes for Avengers Infinity War. That's going to be a little bit later today for fan songs. So start writing your songs now if you'd like to win those tickets. Let's talk about sex robots and sex dolls, shall we?
Yes.
Hells
yeah.
First of all, sex robots are going to save people's marriages. Did you guys know that?
I was not aware of that.
People are having problems in the bedroom. The sex robot will take care of that for them so they can concentrate on other things.
Now, it's to reach you, to reach the individual to the point of satisfaction physically and mentally.
Correct.
So you don't have to run out to a bar and cheat on the person.
That's what this professor is saying.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. A UBC professor is supporting an unusual solution to potential marital problems. Sex robots. In her contribution to a new book, Professor Marina Adshade says bringing high-tech sex androids into the bedroom could complement a relationship as opposed to replacing a human partner.
What?
Says separating sex from marriage could actually take the pressure off some modern relationships.
What?
Today, if you want to find somebody to marry, we want somebody who's, you know, going to be our best friend, is going to be a great parent to our children if we want to have them. Somebody we have this great sexual relationship with, that's actually a tall order. And it's hard to find somebody who satisfies all of those things.
Look, sometimes people can be bad at sex. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, I mean... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, I mean... You know, if your wife's not into the Cleveland Steamer, then I can kind of see, you know what I mean? So I can see it for that reason. You know what I mean?
Robot ain't complaining.
Yeah, that's true.
To me, having access to sex robots takes one of those things out of the equation, right? Which should make it not only easier to find the other things, but actually maybe find somebody who's better at the other things because you're not having to compromise on finding somebody that you have sexual compatibility with.
Abjade says someday more couples could choose companionship marriages that don't involve sex, but focus solely on the creation of a family.
I think that's insane. One of the great things, I think, and we're wired differently, men and women, mm-hmm. and the men listening, they may not know, but the women listening know, it feels so good for a man even when our spouse says, yes, I'd like to have sex with you. It does something to our ego,
right.
And it makes us feel good that she is actually saying yes, even if you're married to the person. But still, there's something going on in our brains, and I don't know why you would go for a doll instead, because it doesn't do the thing to our brains that allows us.
That's my point. They can't say no, the dolls.
I'm just saying, that's right. Dude. If you want to do the Alabama Hot Pocket.
Okay?
I'm not familiar with that one. Oh, my.
I'll show you.
All right, let's take a step away. Let's take a step away from robots and go to sex. Back to sex dolls.
Okay.
Because Dortmund, Germany, may be ground zero for the next sexual revolution, thanks to the first brothel featuring sex dolls.
How much is this? It's like $100 an hour.
$101 an hour, and that's basically just to hose it off.
Right.
That's just for the cleaning supplies.
Oh, dear.
I can understand this.
Because
if you're an insecure guy, and maybe you're insecure about the size of your unit, you're insecure about how you're going to perform, especially if you have little to no experience and you're sick and tired of, you know, just taking care of yourself. and you don't want to be judged, and you just want to go, and you have some sort of really neurosis kind of vibe in your head, I could totally
see you
doing
this. You sound like you know this person quite well.
I'm just saying.
Very specific.
No, I'm not talking about anybody that I know.
But the chase is the fun part if you're a single guy.
If you're
confident. Even if someone is going, even if you're trying to maybe get a sex worker, the chase, searching and trying to find it for a guy is part of the whole operation.
It's too much work,
just
man.
Going to a rubber doll, and you're still paying the money for it. Mm-hmm. I know there's a small amount of people that are into this, so I'm not putting it down, but I'm saying the majority of men love the chase part of it.
No, I agree, chase, I agree with that, but I understand
you can have somebody
why.
Hold the doll and run around.
Yeah.
You need to chase
that'd be
it.
Amazing.
It's ridiculous. They do say that it's $101 an hour. They say 70% of the guys come back.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say, and I don't know that I buy this, it's not uncommon for the woman, the wife, the girlfriend, to wait out in the car
really?
Rather inside.
Do they have to?
I don't
do they
buy
charge
that.
You extra if you have to do the chili dog?
I mean,
is that included?
I assume the sex doll's up for everything.
Oh, sweet, dude. So then I could do the Cleveland accordion?
I have a couple of reviews.
It's pretty good
here.
You have reviews?
Yes. My doll is a shameless flirt and likes to take things slow. Here's another one.
So slow, it doesn't move.
My doll.
By the way, do you want to go there knowing that someone's gone there before?
No, you want to.
You know, if they switch it out, it's all good.
No.
I'm sure they have detachable parts. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's a quick turnaround, dude. Time is money.
I need the
feel like you go in and it just smells like bleach and it's just, ugh.
My doll is great for watching TV or a romp around the pad.
Okay, that's just sad. If that's your company while you watch TV, that's sad.
Her boobs are amazing. And she is a tease, but I also admire her other features.
Oh, like her personality.
Oh, that's sweet that he admires her personality.
It's very nice. Yeah, kissable lips as well.
What about, did they let you do the Mexican pancake? That's a good time.
I mean, I assume sex dolls will be down for everything.
Oh, dude, I'm in.
I mean, it's
did I say that out loud?
You did say that out loud.
Crap.
Yeah, it started with Matt. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. At 6:54, Allie is here now with a look at what's happening.
What were you so busy doing yesterday?
I'm a very busy person.
I said, did you see the new Deadpool 2 trailer yesterday? Rob Delaney's in it? And Kevin, your response?
I didn't watch the whole thing. I only watched about half of it.
And I said, how long was it?
2.5 minutes.
You're very busy.
Very busy person. I had stuff to do.
You were hanging out with the Galaxy yesterday.
Yes, I went to the Galaxy yesterday and interviewed Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
When are we going to hear that?
Right after the top of the hour.
Yes.
Look at that. Seamless.
Well done, right?
Seamless.
Seems like we planned it.
It really does. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Want to go to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair? Hit it, Steve. Yes. How about a 4-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair? Open Saturdays and Sundays through May 20th.
Huzzah!
Shoot. Kevin, that was your cue.
I pointed right at you.
Shoot. All right, go ahead.
Oh. I pointed at you again.
It's a response to yours, though. It's a call and response.
How would you like to go to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair?
Huzzah!
I mean, it's fine. A 4-pack of tickets will come your way. If you are callers 10 through 14 right now at 1-800-520-1067, you're going to immerse yourself in a village of more than 1,600 costume performers. Artisans, including dazzling acrobats, musicians.
Huzzah!
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 I mean, just call now. 4-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. Heaving bosom. Right?
Right.
There's a lot
there.
A lot of heaving bosom.
There are.
Yeah.
And the men are very, very, they're showing a lot of skin as well. Muscly, bearded, oily, chicken-eating, beer-drinking, guzzling, hammer on a ledge, bell rising up.
Go on.
That's it.
That's it?
That's all I got.
I enjoyed it. Every last bit of it. Excellent work right there.
Thank you.
You might not know the Stryker, but I have seen Prince probably more times in concert than any other artist out there. It got to the point when he did that 21 show residency at the Forum. My friends were like, just tell us when you're not seeing Prince. Concerning.
I've probably seen him 20 times.
Yeah. Oh, just one of the greatest performers of all time.
Yep.
And tomorrow marks the second anniversary of his death. And yesterday, Prince's estate and Warner Brothers Records released the original version of his iconic song, Nothing Compares to You. And the version, obviously written by Prince, but this is performed entirely by Prince, except for some backing vocals and some saxophone work. It was recorded in July of 1984. And one of the archivist guys that works on the estate was basically going through the 1984 era inventory, saw this, listened to it, and was like, what? Took it to a reel upstairs. They digitized it, and he said, even our faders up rough mix was compelling enough to indicate that this was something very special indeed. I could eat my dinner in fancy restaurants, but nothing, I said nothing can take away.
So good.
Unbelievable. And the song has a video as well, and it's never before seen rehearsal footage of Prince and the Revolution from 1984. Wow. Just going through this choreography, and it's stunning to watch. He was such a artist, and everything he did was just, to me, everything he did was beautiful, and just watching that footage was kind of a bummer.
His show's legendary.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the great things that came out after he passed is many people realized what you just said, Allie, what a great artist he was in every way, but his guitar skills, shredded.
Yes. Phenomenal.
Guitar. And I knew he was good, but I didn't really realize how incredible he was till after.
Yeah. He did some guitar solos in his shows that you were like, it's been 10 minutes.
Right.
What is happening here? Prince is feeling this.
Yeah.
But he, wow, when he gets in his zone, he gets in his zone.
Wasn't it weird that he was super, super shy on stage and that it scared him to death every single time before he went out? And then he did that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there are some artists that have just zero stage presence because they've got this crippling shyness. Like a singer, Ray LaMontagne. He used to do shows like not even facing the audience. He would get so freaked out. And then this voice would come out of him. I don't know.
That's how Jim Morrison started off with the Doors. He was a little shy to face the crowd.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to face the crowd. Watch somebody's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While they're performing.
Yeah. Well, then, of course, Jim obviously knew how to, you know.
LSD?
I don't know.
Oh.
But his stage presence was legendary after that. Ray, not so much. He never really.
And, of course, Jim Morrison's biggest song probably is
Wheel in the Sky. Keeps on turning.
It is good.
That's pretty good.
Right?
Some good stuff. By the way, Paramount Pictures, they're going to finance and distribute the Elton John biopic Rocket Man. And Deadline reports that the person playing Elton will be Taron Egerton. And it's being produced by Elton and his partner David Furnish, along with Matthew Vaughn, who directed Taron in both of the Kingsmans.
Interesting.
And Taron will be singing.
Wow.
He will be singing. That is terrifying to me.
Wow.
I know. He's going to be singing the songs. He's reportedly already recording the songs at Abbey Road Studios. Oh, my God. That is something to take on.
Yeah, why wouldn't they use his songs? If Elton John's involved in it.
I don't know. Maybe they wanted it
his
to
recordings,
seem
his voice?
Like more authentic. I don't know how Taron sounds.
In the Johnny Cash movie.
Yeah.
Mr. Phoenix, who I'm drawing a blank on his first name, he sang the songs.
Yeah,
he
Joaquin
was singing those.
Did it.
Joaquin was singing the songs.
And wasn't Reese?
Reese was singing the songs. And back to Jim Morrison, Val Kilmer was singing those songs.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I did not know that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Remember when Val Kilmer came in? Were you here at that point?
Val Kilmer? I don't think I was.
Came in. We went
last week?
here no, with you long, guys long hanging time out.
Ago. Oh, okay.
Long,
no,
long time
no,
ago.
I don't remember that.
Maybe 1999, 2000, something
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, I was here.
He had a black marker.
Okay.
We wanted him to sign. We had a board in the back. We wanted him to sign. He was writing on the walls all the way down here, all the way down that hallway.
No.
And they called us in, and they were like, you can't let him do that. And we're like, he's Val Kilmer. What do you want us to do, tackle him? He's got a marker. He's going to write on the wall. You just let it happen.
How was he as a guest, though, before he wrote up the
really
wall?
Really great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he was good.
I hope he's doing okay. I mean, I've been reading
too.
He's got some health scares, and I really hope he's okay.
Absolutely. Great actor.
Yeah, agreed.
Top Secret.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Top Secret and Top Gun.
It's so funny that that's the movie I go to is Top Secret. It is a classic. Kids, if you're out there, Google it. You're going to laugh. You're going to want to eat popcorn. I'm just saying.
And what about Real Genius?
Real Genius.
There's another one, kids.
Oh.
I'm a kid. I love that movie.
Man, Val Kilmer.
Right?
Yeah. All right, some birthdays for you. Miranda Kerr, Shamar Moore, Jessica Lange, Carmen Electra, Andy Serkis, Joey Lawrence, George Takei, and Killer Mike. And that's what's happening.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic joined the Galaxy this year.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. One of the best strikers in the world.
Thank you.
36, not striker. No,
you're number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're not just in the top 10. You're number one.
Thank you.
One of the best strikers in the world just joined the Galaxy. He's played everywhere. He's played in Rome. He's played in, Italy. He's played in Spain. He's played in France. He's played in England. He's just played everywhere. And now he's playing for the Galaxy. And he's very braggadocious.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to give answers that are absurd. I think he mostly believes what he says.
Yeah.
But he's also the sweetest person in the world. And I sort of wanted to bring out that side of him. I went to the Galaxy Stadium StubHub Center yesterday.
Cool, man.
And got to sit down with Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So happy that you're here with the Galaxy.
Thank you. Yes, very happy.
They've got you running a little ragged. You're doing a lot of interviews these days.
Yeah, I said I give you 2-3 weeks, and we do everything after that. I'm not doing nothing.
And do you think that'll work?
No.
I wanted to ask you about the first goal that you made for the Galaxy. And if I know it was exciting and you were running around like crazy, man, but did you think someplace in your mind, I screwed myself now because everybody's going to expect that from me every time I step on the field?
Yes and no. I mean, of course, I want to score goals every time. I want to help the team in the best way. And that's like a striker is to score goals. And score
nice
goals.
That's spectacular one of one. Like maybe you screwed yourself a little bit.
To put the pressure high.
Yes.
But I expect a lot from myself, so I want to score like that every game, but I know it's not possible every game, so let's hope the goals keeps coming and how it comes is less important.
I wanted to ask you about your knee. Not a lot of people are asking about your knee.
Thank you.
How's it been this last... It hasn't even been a year, has it?
It hasn't been a year, and the progress, I'm feeling good.
Jose Mourinho, after you hurt your knee, said it's probably the end of your career. Did you ever think that?
Nah,
you can't think that.
No, it's not an option. I said it immediately afterwards. I decide when I stop, and I decide how I will stop.
Compare playing in Italy and in Spain and in France and in England with coming here.
I mean, every place is a different place, so I bring this experience with me. Every country I've been in, every club I've been in, every player I played with, so I bring it here. Here it's different, obviously, and it's not easy.
How is the process of coming into a new club and into a new locker room and all new teammates? You've done that. I mean, you can't keep a job, dude.
No.
You've done that a lot.
I'm
What's the process like?
I'm like Indiana Jones. You know? I move around. I look for new adventures and catch my treasures. So this is a new place, different place, but still... Nothing different from the other ones. I moved every second, third year, so I'm used to it.
That's a lot of moving. Is your wife and kids, do they get tired of that?
No, they're used to it now, especially the kids. I'm only sorry, I feel sorry a little bit for them, for friends and that they have to go and get to know new friends. But I'm used to it. I mean, I get the adrenaline, I get the challenge by facing new challenges. I don't sit in one place for 20 years, 30 years, it's too easy.
There are a lot of players who they try to stay with a club for their entire career.
But yeah, I feel it too easy because I could stay home, have my mother's food, and play football there. And where everything is and it's comfortable. I prefer to go in a different area, in a different country, different club, and get to know and play my game there and do good. So,
my kids are not at all impressed by what I do. Okay. Are your kids impressed by what you do, or they see you on Jimmy Kimmel and they go, "What are you doing? What are you saying?
I think they're not interested and they don't care because they're just like me. They think they're the best and they think they're better than me, and probably they are.
In a perfect world, they would be, right?
They are, according to them. But, okay, we have many egos in the family, but it's good. I like that.
You like that. It might be a problem when they become teenagers, when they're 15, 16.
What are they, 10, 11? Every person has to make his own story, so they don't live my story. And when we in my family, we don't bring the Ibrahimovic home. We bring the papa. So I am just a father for two kids, and I try to do my best for them. So whatever happens outside with my football and that, it's not important for them, and I don't make it important for them because they will not live in my shadow. I live in their shadow.
You're known for giving great interviews, for making big statements. You're on Jimmy Kimmel. You're making all kinds of statements and stuff, and you laughing through it. Do people ever take you seriously? Do reporters ever not understand that about you?
You know what? I'm not acting. I'm not pretending to be somebody. I'm just myself. They ask, I answer. And they put the level, and I adjust myself after them. So it's not like I'm after something or trying to make people believe something. I'm just being myself, and what the journalist, if he takes me serious or not, it's his problem.
The World Cup, Jimmy asked you about it. You've said that you're going to be there.
I say I'm going to the World Cup with my football shoes and without the football shoes. So more than this, I cannot say. I need to focus on Galaxy. The most important is what happens here today and in the nearest weeks, let's say, because World Cup is still a couple of months in front. So
right. Saturday is Atlanta United, Saturday night. And are you going to start?
I think so. I'm not sure. I mean, the coach, he did some tactical work. And let's see. I feel fresh. I feel sharp. And I'm ready for whatever the coach says and wants.
I feel like it might be a little frustrating for a player of your caliber to sit on the bench for the first half, and then the team falls behind by a couple of goals, and now you're sort of put in, and that responsibility is sort of put on your shoulders to say, okay, now we need some help. You're start behind the ball a little bit.
But I like it. I like the challenge. Like I said, it should not be easy. It should be difficult, because when you succeed, it's the best feeling. So, but I only need 5 minutes, and I will resolve it in 5 minutes.
What are your feelings about the Galaxy team that you've got around you? Ashley Cole?
I feel
two great centers that you scored on.
I feel great. I feel good with them. I'm getting to know them more and more every day that goes. And it's a great team, great spirit, and fantastic guys. So they all want to win, and that's what we are here for, to win, make the fans happy, make the club happy, and make Los Angeles shine.
Well, it was good to have you come in and win the game against LAFC. I just want to say that the only letters that should come after LA is Galaxy. And we're happy that you're here in Los Angeles, and we're happy that you're a member of the Galaxy, and continued best luck.
I will do so. Thank you.
See, because it's 4:20.
Oh.
How do we do it?
I mean, that's good planning right there.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. Dave, the King of Mexico, joins us now. He puts together the Internet Roundup each week.
Good morning, man.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Right on.
You can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com and see the Internet Roundup. Let's get into it.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
How did that become our theme?
Former producer Jay Tillis.
Right, but when we heard that, Lightning, as most people know, when we heard that, we said, yes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We must have.
It has a cowboy theme.
Yeah.
As a listener, I love that
cowboy theme.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough cowboy theme music in our show, so there we go.
I got you.
It fulfills our palate.
There are a bunch of what? There are a bunch of videos that we put up.
Palate?
Yeah, it fulfills the palate. It satisfies the palate.
Well,
which
whatever.
One is it, Allie?
Tomato, tomato.
Five
agree to disagree, I guess. There are a bunch of videos up there. One we're going to talk about at length in a few minutes, in about 15 minutes, and that's You Won't Believe What Obama Says.
Oh, Jordan Peele.
And this is a scary, scary new technology. It's not really new, but it's new to the masses. Mm-hmm. And you can literally make any person in the world say anything you want to mm-hmm. say. And it's scary
yeah.
because how do you know what's real and not real anymore? It's always been video for mm-hmm. the longest time. Oh, she has a video of him. It must be real.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Oh, damn.
It's a whole new world. That's up there. The most ridiculous things from The Walking Dead we post every week. Honest trailers just for Allie, Baby Driver.
Yeah, that made me hate that movie.
I
really
liked
did.
That movie.
Yeah. I liked it. And then I watched that Honest Trailer, and I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but Honest Trailers.
I hate Baby Driver.
But Honest Trailers is right about every single movie. What they pick apart is accurate, and I still like the movies.
Yeah.
And they're right. You know, the stuff they pick about are right. Anything else you want to highlight before we play some clips?
Some real videos of, like, the girl who tried to jump over a pole while she was drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She ate it, face planted right into the cement.
Yeah.
And then gets up and goes, did you get that on video?
That's always the first question afterwards.
Yeah, and the girl who got drunk after being pregnant and then decided she wanted to chuck a frozen pizza into the oven and nails it.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know what's happening there, but she's got special powers.
Yeah, she just threw it like a frisbee right into the oven, close it, let's bake it, let's eat some pie.
Tell us about comedian Trevor Moore, since we're going to play his clip here in a second.
So Trevor Moore is a comedian. You might know him from The Whitest Kids You Know, that group. He has a special tonight airing on Comedy Central called The Story of Our Times. And right now, if you go to the Comedy Central Facebook, he's doing the Trevathon to promote this special, where he has been up since midnight of last night.
Oh, good.
Or this past night. And up till midnight tonight, till his special premieres, he's doing a telecast of just promoting his special.
For 24 hours.
For 24 hours, oof. Which is pretty tough, because I can't even talk for 2 minutes here, and let alone this guy's doing it for 24 hours. But in this video, he is explaining the Kardashians to us.
Little girl wanted to be famous so bad, because she had a semi-famous dad, because he was friends with a murderer who was on TV.
It's pretty funny. It's not very kind to the Kardashians, which makes me happy. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is
yay.
A thing, and there's a full recap of everything that comes so that you're ready for Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
And the recap, if you haven't seen these movies, sounds straight crazy.
Everything you need to know before seeing Avengers Infinity War. Thousands of years ago, these ice aliens invaded Norway, but they were stopped by super powerful, handsome aliens from a realm called Asgard. The ancient Norwegians were so grateful that they started to worship the Asgardians. The king of Asgard, Odin, hid a really powerful object, the Space Infinity Stone, on Earth. There's six of these stones, and they all have different abilities and are very important, so get used to hearing about them. Later, in 1942, a super-powered Nazi with eczema named the Red Skull finds the stone and uses it to make laser guns. Pew pew! Red Skull leads a group called Hydra and remember them for later too. Meanwhile, Steve Rogers is a weakling with a heart of gold, but after a few super steroids and a really dangerous tanning bed, he gets superpowers and becomes Captain America. Steve leaves behind a career in show business to fight Nazis with his friends, who include his best friend Bucky, RIP Bucky, Peggy, # bring back Agent Carter, and swashbuckling inventor Howard Stark. Howard uses vibranium, the strongest metal on Earth, to make Steve a bulletproof frisbee. Cap fights the Red Skull, who makes the classic Nazi mistake of staring too long at a celestial object, and then Steve saves the world by crashing an airplane. R.I.P. Steve. Peggy and Howard go on to found a spy organization called the Strategic Homeland Intervention and Logistics Division, or SHIELD for short. Fast forward about 70 years, and Howard Stark's kid, Tony, is a fun-loving asshole who got Scrooge McDuck rich by making weapons for the military.
And it goes on and on and on and on. Explains everything.
And that's just three movies out of...
Right.
18 of them.
Jesus. It's insane, but it's all pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And the final clip that we have for you is the trailer for Deadpool we've been talking about, which is so good.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2, my bad. And it looks so funny.
We getting close.
You all know the drill. Intercept the convoy. Watch out for Cable. Hit it.
There's this kid. He's in trouble.
Move or die.
Pump the hate brakes, Thanos.
I ain't letting Cable get to him. But I can't do this alone. We need backup. We're gonna form a super duper group.
It's time to get back on LinkedIn.
Meet Bedlam. My name's Shatterstar.
Domino, I'm Lucky.
Luck isn't a superpower.
It's certainly not very cinematic.
Yes, it is.
Let's meet in the middle and say no, it isn't. It's showtime.
Don't call it a comeback!
You're no f***ing hero. You're just a clown. Dressed up as a sex toy.
So dark. You sure you're not from the DC Universe?
I mean, come on.
I mean, but in the end, Peter. Did anyone else do a deep dive into Peter?
I did not.
Peter, played by our friend Rob Delaney.
Oh, the dad.
The dad.
He has joined his own Twitter.
Yeah. I guess Ellie did too. Yeah. He's just a normal guy who joins Deadpool. And
no superpowers.
No superpowers.
And yet they let him in.
And he jumps off on a plane. I can't wait for this.
It does look fantastic. You can see all these videos and more at the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
We are joined now by Ashley Escada from CNET. Good morning, Ashley.
Ashley.
Hello. Did I not
Hello? Push? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay. I think that was my bad, Ashley. Sorry.
She's like, I knew it wasn't mine.
All right, we're going to talk about deepfake in a second, but the video that we put up at the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, I'm going to play, and it is former President Obama, and he's giving a speech, and the words are coming out of his mouth. It's not bad lip reading where it just looks like it. He's actually saying this stuff. It's a video of him saying,
"We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things." So, for instance, they could have me say things like, Killmonger was right, or Ben Carson is in the sunken place, or, how about this, simply, President Trump is a total and complete dip. Now, you see, I would never say these things, at least not in a public address, but someone else would. Someone like Jordan Peele.
And then they cut to two sides of it, and Jordan Peele is doing the impression and saying the words. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Jordan Peele's voice.
Yes.
But, and I've seen the video, that was Obama saying everything through
yes.
Jordan Peele's voice. Okay, got it.
And it doesn't just look sort of like it. Mm-hmm. It is 1,000% yes. believable. And I wanted to talk to Ashley about this deep fake. How is this being done, and how readily available is it becoming?
Oh, deepfakes are really scary, you guys. So this technology's been around for a little while. And basically how it works is there's a couple different ways to do it, but it uses imaging from somebody, so it doesn't have to be a video, it doesn't have to be they can use video footage, you can use pictures, to get an idea of a 3D scan of somebody's face. And you can basically put somebody's face, a relatively realistic looking version of somebody's face on just about anybody's body. And, you can program it much like you would see, any animated, realistic CG sequence in a video game to say whatever you want. And, if you have a very talented voice actor like Jordan Peele who can impersonate someone like former President Obama, you have what amounts to a pretty good deepfake.
All new technology starts with porn, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So basically they could take any one of us mm-hmm. and they could put us in a porn movie and it would look so real that everyone would believe it.
Well, Kevin, I mean, obviously there's already some deepfakes out there with you having sex with yourself.
So. Right?
I haven't seen those
are to, those aren't deepfakes, Ashley.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. So, yeah, actually a lot of times deepfakes are used in revenge porn cases.
Right.
People take pictures of their exes and then share those deepfakes. They will become more prevalent as we see more disinformation. We all have to get, I think the last couple of years have sort of shown us we all have to get really, really good at being skeptical about the things we see online, whether they're news stories, whether they are, you know, deep fakes, whether video. I mean, because video is always the last. If people go, well, did it happen on video? Right. And so now that is not going to be the case. In a couple of years, this is going to be really imperceptibly good.
Right. So
the technology.
So the story with President Trump and a hooker and supposedly somebody has a video of it. Everybody's just waiting for the video because if you see the video, that equals truth.
Yeah.
No longer the case.
If you see the video, it's true. But it's now it's like that. You know, I'm sure that'll be the very first thing uttered out of everybody's mouth. Oh, deep fakes. But the thing is, it's like there are a couple ways to see. I mean, if you really look at the video, you can tell it's a render. If you know, the mouth doesn't match up exactly with what's being said. But like I said, in a couple of years, I fear that these could be even. I mean, they will be better. And they will continue to get better. So there's also, but they can also be used for fun. And so I know that there are people out there who use deepfakes to put Nicolas Cage in every movie.
Right.
Which is hilarious. And honestly, like, just what a pure use of a nefarious technology. But yeah, it is absolutely concerning. And it's something that I think not a lot of people know about because it's such a burgeoning sort of thing that started as actually a research project, and then, you know, that technology sort of spiraled out of their hands into, you know, other people started figuring out how to do it. And yeah, so it's very concerning. It's definitely something that, you know, we just have to start being more vigilant consumers of mass media, especially as the internet gets more and more sophisticated.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this too, because I was reading about this and they're trying to simplify it to the point where everyone will be able to use it and do it, maybe even through an app at some point. How far are we from that?
Well, I mean, you've seen how good Snapchat filters can be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it wouldn't take much for a company to license somebody's likeness and make it so that a celebrity's face is saying something on a Snapchat filter, right? And so,
but Snapchat filters, you can tell, are Snapchat filters.
You can tell now, but it's, you know, as cameras get better on cell phones, that it is only a matter of time. As sensors and cameras get better on phones, I mean, even the iPhone X, their front-facing camera is so much better than previous cameras that those Snapchat filters now look really good on the iPhone X. If you look at some of the newer ones that are designed specifically for iPhone X and even the Galaxy S9, like, they are extremely good filters. And there will come a point where you will start seeing either apps, you know, like, they'll probably come from China. But like, we see a lot of beauty apps come from China where they have these insane overlays on your face that look like you're just wearing a full face of makeup in a picture and you're wearing nothing. Like, and it's and it looks real.
What are those called? If you could.
I'll
all right. That sounds great.
Maybe you could DM Allie and let her know exactly
Thank
how
you
she
so
can find
out. That'd be great.
No problem.
So we're all going to have to basically stop trusting what we've been trusting, which is video.
Yes. It's we're going to have to be really, we're going to be very discerning consumers. And I think much like when in the early aughts and late 90s, when, you know, the Nigerian prince email scandals were a thing, and we got better at knowing what those were and knowing not that they were a scam, I hope that we will get better as a society about recognizing this type of stuff. But it's going to take a while. And I guarantee you there will be one really big deep fake in the next, let's say, 5 years that's going to make a lot of people go, okay, whoa, like, we need to really... Like, this is much like Facebook, right? So this Cambridge Analytica thing is making people go, oh, well, maybe the internet sometimes is not used for good.
Right.
And I think that is there will be some crazy deepfake story that will make everybody go, oh, my God, I was so fooled.
Somebody should be working on an app that you could check on a video to see if it's a deepfake.
Mm.
Right.
Wow.
That would be pretty awesome. I mean, I hope that a lot of, you know, kids that are in college right now who are going into computer programming are thinking about that sort of stuff because we're going to need it. And honestly, like, what a great gift to society you could give if you could show people that something wasn't real.
Well, it's a scary thing. Ashley, thank you very much for coming on today. I texted Ashley really late last night, and she's like, yeah, I'll talk about it. Sure.
Can I tell you about my new show? It's launching
sure, of course.
Friday.
Of course.
So we haven't announced the name yet, but we'll do it on Monday, and it's going to be about movies and TV and video games, and we're really excited to launch it, and it's ridiculous. There may or may not be a cash cannon involved.
What?
We're really excited about it, and so please, everybody, you can hang out with me on Twitter. I'm at Ashley Esqueda, and you guys can watch we're going to put up a promo early next week, and we're pretty stoked.
And are you hosting it, or did you just help create it?
Both. I'm hosting it, and I created it. So I'm pretty excited. It's a riff on a show that already exists, but it's ridiculous. I'm excited about it.
All right,
like it.
We'll look for that. Thank you, Ashley Esqueda, senior editor at CNET, and you can follow her at Ashley Esqueda and also at CNET. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 6.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55. What's happening, Allie McKay?
My life has been changed.
What
is what's happening?
Your life has been changed
in the past hour. Because earlier in the show, I talked about how they're doing a biopic called Rocket Man for Elton John. And Taron Egerton will be playing Elton in the film. And he's reportedly recording songs at Abbey Road Studios. He's going to be singing all his own stuff. And I was like, I didn't know he sang. And then people started sending me clips
of him singing
songs that he's done. He was in the animated movie in 2016, Sing. In it, he even covered an Elton John song, I'm Still Standing.
Really?
Okay, that's pretty good. Awesome. But I'm going through these, and then I got to his cover of Sam Smith's Stay With Me, and I was like, this won't be good. I'm nervous. I don't even want to listen to it.
There are some people you really shouldn't cover because their voice is too good.
Are you ready for this panty dropper?
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need.
Is the original, though.
No.
This ain't love, it's clear to see. And darling, stay with me.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is Kingsman. Wow. That is Taron Egerton.
That's crazy.
Holy crap. How do you look like that? How do you act like that? How do you sing like that?
That's too much for one person.
I'm saying dude is blessed.
I hate that guy now.
Right?
He's
right?
Too good.
Oh, thank you
that's
to
Bush.
He's going to play Elton. He's going to be Elton John.
In the biopic,
okay.
Yeah. And Elton John said to him, do it your way. I don't want you to feel like you have to emulate me and sing just like I sing. Just do your own thing, which I'm sure alleviated a lot of pressure.
Sure.
But that was before I heard him sing. Now I want you to sing just like Elton John because you probably can.
That's crazy.
But can you imagine the pressure? Even though he can sing, he's a great above. Elton John is 2 feet away from you, who's executive producing, right, Allie? He's part of the whole operation, and you're trying to sing like the guy the movie's about? I don't know if I would want the pressure.
No, it would be a lot of pressure, but it seems like he could be up to it.
For
sure. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You guys.
That's crazy.
I wonder if he has those giant glasses that Elton wears. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Just, like, he's got like 8 pair of them, and he kept them from filming.
Yeah. I can't wait. My God.
Yeah, that's
remember
amazing.
When I was super, super high on Taron Egerton possibly being Han Solo, and then he wasn't, and I was like, womp, womp. Now I'm even more mad. Now I'm even more mad he's
then
not
he wasn't?
Han Solo.
Yeah.
Kid can do anything. Good Lord. Bad news for Tears for Fears. They have had to cancel or postpone their forthcoming UK and Ireland tour due to what they're calling unforeseen health concerns. They posted on their Facebook that they're really sorry about it, any inconvenience that they caused, but these are on doctor's orders that they cannot tour right now, which is not good. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but they had to postpone one of their shows that they did last year when they were touring with Hall & Oates,
mm-hmm.
and it was the L.A. show. And you all made fun of me because every show that I'm super stoked about, they wind up canceling. Like Adele, I was going to London. It was one of her last shows at Wembley in the car on the way to the airport. Adele has had to cancel her last three
shows.
It does
seem like you're the curse.
So I am this curse. So I am going to Staples Center. Couldn't wait for the show. They had to postpone it. And nobody really knew why. And then it came out later that one of the singers, Roland, his wife passed away.
Ooh.
His wife of 35 years. So I can't even imagine what the health concern is now. But my God, poor Tears for Fears. And I can't wait till they actually do tour again because they are phenomenal. Anyone that saw them at Acoustic Christmas
amazing.
A few years ago, good God,
they
it was
amazing.
One of the best sets of the night. Unbelievable. So we wish those guys well. Very good men. Some birthdays for you. Miranda Kerr, Shamar Moore, Jessica Lange, Carmen Electra, Andy Serkis, Joey Lawrence, George Takei, and Killer Mike. And that's what's happening.
All right. I just need to mention the world premiere of Avengers Infinity War. We're going to take fan songs.
Oh.
Don't call now, but in about 20 minutes, we're going to take fan songs.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure and write an original, a parody, a rap, whatever you'd like to do. But we're going to take a fan song about why you need to be at Avengers Infinity War, the world premiere. And that's coming up in about 20 minutes. We're giving away tickets for Avengers Infinity War, the world premiere with fan songs in about 10 minutes. Don't call yet, but come up with your fan song, whether it's a parody or an original or a rap, whatever you'd like to do. We're going to take your calls in a few minutes. First, we're going to talk to Justin Meyer, the creative director for the Magic Bus Experience. That's here just, I believe, this weekend. Is that right, Justin?
Hi, yeah. Happy 420. It is.
Happy 420.
Just this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, at the Reef in downtown L.A. Tell us what this is, the Magic Bus Experience.
Okay, so the Magic Bus Experience is a brand new event celebrating marijuana and psychedelic culture. It's being held, like you said, at the Reef in downtown Los Angeles tonight and tomorrow for two sessions.
Okay.
And what exactly goes on down there?
Well, it's a interactive environment with different zones and different games, different things that you get to do when you come in, and it's pretty much anything you ever wanted to do while you were stoned, all in one place.
I mean, do you have like a whole mountain of munchies?
We do. We have a munchie mountain.
Okay.
Our VIP lounge has unlimited chicken nuggets and tater tots.
I mean, lead with that.
That's where you go.
That's what you start with. Come on, Justin.
We've got a Pink Floyd cover band that's going to be playing two full Pink Floyd albums back to back. We're going to be doing, we've got a adult-sized pillow fort to crawl through and hang out inside of. So a lot of really fun, interactive environments.
You have the Hot Box Whiteout Maze. Tell us about that.
We do. The Hot Box Whiteout Maze. It's like a maze that you go inside, get completely lost inside of. And it's filled with smoke and fog, and it's going to be really, really hard to see and find your way out.
Then you get paranoid and call 911 and say, think you're going to die. I can't get out.
We're playing with all the tropes, you know.
How in the world did you think of doing this 420 weekend, Justin?
Well, you know, it kind of all started with the change of the marijuana laws, honestly. The marijuana laws changed, and the stigma over marijuana and psychotropic use is changing in our culture. So our goal is to take the non-traditional holiday of 420 and open it up to a new demographic of folks who are just now trying marijuana and psychotropic plants for the first time, you know, offering them a fun, safe environment to play in while they do.
Do you think there's anybody that's trying marijuana for the first time?
I'll be surprised, but if they do, it'd be awesome. It'll be fun. But you know what? We also appeal to longtime users, too, who will find our whimsical, immersive environments, you know, a unique alternative to other 420 events.
Now, when you were coming up with these different areas like the Whiteout Maze, the Pillow Fort, Munchie Mountain, how high were you? When you were like jotting these down, and then a Munchie Mountain, you guys.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's just snacks and it's a mountain.
Nuggets. Yeah, we should make it nuggets.
I'm a personal longtime user, so it's hard to say exactly at what level I was at.
Right.
My brain had to be functioning to some degree, I suppose, if I was designing these things, and they all make sense.
What I would love to see, Justin, are the things that you guys just scrapped when you were like,
right.
Wait a minute. We thought of that. That's a mess.
The dartboard for ideas is pretty big.
I love it.
Well, this looks like it's a fun time. Magic Bus Experience. It's tonight and tomorrow at the Reef in downtown Los Angeles. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to magicbusexperience.com, and the tickets start at $45. So if you're looking for something to do for 420, this is it right here.
Wait, how do I get that VIP unlimited nuggets and tater tots? How much is that?
That is $65.
Yes.
Sign me up. He'd be so upset that I was there, I'd make you lose money.
What, Stryker?
I would say if I was at that thing, they would lose money because the amount of nuggets and
tater tots.
Food and tater tots I would eat would break them.
I feel like that's a challenge. I think what you're doing right there is you just said, Justin, I'm challenging you.
Justin, I'm challenging you.
You'll have about a 45-minute experience before you have to take off.
All right.
All right. So it's the chicken nugget and tater tot bar. That's that. You had me there.
Yeah, I was there.
Justin, we appreciate you talking to us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. All happy 420.
Right. You too. All right. Fan songs.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers.
Yeah.
You have them.
Sure.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. We're going to give away those passes next. We've got the passes to the world premiere of Avengers Infinity War in Hollywood, and we're doing it with fan songs.
Avengers fan songs. Avengers fan songs. Avengers fan songs is on Infinity War. Avengers fan songs. Avengers fan songs. Avengers fan songs is on movie premiere. Avengers fan songs. Avengers fan songs. Avengers fan songs is on Thanos.
I like sexy Omar. All right, we're going to take your calls. You can do any kind of song, any kind of rap, anything that you want to do. It's a song telling us why you need to be at this world premiere. We're going to start with Fausto in Southgate. Is it Fausto?
Hey.
What's happening, Fausto? Go for it.
All right, here we go. It's a little rap.
All right, a little rap.
All right, since I was a little kid, I've always liked the Avengers. I never said a word. They were my whole world. Now I'm 36. I really want to see them. All my life, just wanted to be them. I really want to see Scarlett Johansson on the red carpet. Unlike somebody that paid $7,000 to see her. Unlike you, sir, I really want to meet her.
See what you did there.
I'm out. I'm dropping the mic. This is it. This is my rap. Hope I get the tickets.
I mean, I feel like drop the mic should be the last thing you say, but I don't want to criticize you.
Yeah, if he's dropped the mic, how does he have another line?
Well, he's still got another line after
drop
the mic, right? $7,000, though.
Listen, he incorporated Bean's hugest faux pas of his life.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done. You're in, Fausto. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Hold on. Let's go to Art in Ontario. Hi, Art.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, what are you going to do for us today? Original, a parody, what?
Original.
Original. All right. Here's
with a parody.
A parody. Okay. Changing his mind on the fly. Okay. Go ahead.
Pick me please, so I can't see infinity. If I go, I will see a variety of celebrities. Look out, here comes infinity. Spider swings, Hulk will smash, Rock Raccoon will kick your ass. Stark will fly, Cap will lead on the night of the big screen. Oh, please, will you just pick me, please?
Come on.
100%. How about that? Good job. All right.
Well done.
Avengers fan songs is on.
All right, let's go to Ryan in Culver City. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going? Happy 420.
To you as well. Thank you for listening and holding. What are you going to do for us today?
A parody of What I Got, I guess.
What I Got, I guess? Okay. Go ahead.
Early in the morning, I woke up to write the song so I can win these tickets and go and hit my bong. It's for Infinity Wars. I got to see that movie. I've been waiting 10 years to see all these 18 movies come together into one.
I'll stop sooner.
That was a remix of What I Got into Come Together right now.
Wow.
I'm saying yes.
Yes.
I'm saying yes.
I mean, that wasn't very good. I'm saying that wasn't very good. Allie?
I mean, he sang.
Right.
And, listen, was it great?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Was it lovely that he woke up early to hit his bong and sing it? I think it was.
Okay, so it's a yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ryan. Woo! You're a very lucky man.
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you for calling. Avengers Fan Songs is on. You guys are suckers. All right. Jeremy in Ventura, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Are you ready?
Yes, I got a little rap for you.
A rap. All right. Here's Jeremy.
Hey, Kevin and She Bean, I've been calling all week. Your phone ops must think I'm really weak, but here, I'm here to prove that my chances aren't that bleak. I've been waiting 3 years for this premiere. It's going to get pretty dark for Mr. Stark, but that's all good because Team Cap is going to clap back. Please pick me. I'm a winner, as you can see. Prayers up to Bean. Wakanda forever. Mic drop.
Oh, he ended with mic drop.
Got
good.
Mic drop right.
That's good. At least he ended with it. I say yes.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations. You got the passes. And let's see. Let's go to Rob in Costa Mesa. Hi, Rob.
What's up, party people?
I'll tell you what's up. Avengers Fan Songs is on. Avengers Fan Songs. What do you got for us?
It's a parody.
A parody. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The mighty Avengers are having an infinity war. The Avengers are having a little infinity war. All of them are happy, dancing infinity war. But Thanos is not happy. He will not dance at this infinity war. Thanos number one, he knows the secrets of destruction. Thanos number one, he will put the Avengers under construction. Thanos will collect all the stars and he will kill them. The Avengers watch out.
Hey, when is Tenacious D getting back together, doing some shows? I thought that was amazing.
That was
what
amazing.
What a whack job Rob is.
Rob, congratulations. You got movies to the world premiere. Or passes to the world premiere movie is what I meant. Congratulations and thanks for playing the game. Avengers Fan Songs. Avengers Fan
Songs. Avengers Fan Songs is on. Just so you guys know. Every time you do Keep It 100, mm-hmm. I request Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
One day, you will be playing that song for Keep It 100. You're welcome.
How dare you? And I don't know if that guy is the same guy that tweets named Dave Rando, Ducks fan Dave. He's tweeting all morning. Everyone needs to text Under the Bridge for Keep It 100.
I'm
so,
sure
Dave,
that's him.
If that is you, you know what? I hope it's him. Because if there's two people that are doing that, mm-hmm. what's wrong? America.
A lot. A lot.
I love it.
All right. Keep It 100. We take the 100th texter at 1-800-520-1067. Here are some of the songs that you picked in the past. I'm on a Mexican radio. Let the jails go. Take everything. I've never known a girl like you before. 98 from zero. I mean, come on, those are some good songs.
Every time the Kid Rock part comes on, we all laugh because that guy was dead serious with that. That was a non-ironic request. So good.
Take in your text, 1-800-520-1067. The 100th texter gets to play the song. As long as it's in our system, we will play it for you. That's coming up right now. What's happening with Allie McKay?
Well, what's happening are some new releases today. We've got A Perfect Circle, Eat the Elephant.
That's great, by the way.
Yeah. Pennywise, Never Gonna Die. Yeah. Sting and Shaggy. What? What?
Huh?
It's their duos album. Remember, we talked about this before and we thought there is no way this is possible. Then we heard a clip and thought, that is not as bad as I expected. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait to love, to love, to love you. So you don't want to rush and I don't want to take my time. I'm putting everything on the line. They say that true love's hard to find. I'm ready now to make you mine. Don't make me wait.
You think Sting had any idea who he was?
Yes.
And then left and went, what's up with that guy?
And his management's like, no, people will talk about it because it's so weird. Get back Mr. in there.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic. Touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Do it again.
That was Muggs.
I love it so
much. That was Muggs standing in front of Shaggy. doing an interview, and he said, "Can I do my version of you?"
Right. Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Oh, I love him so much.
Which one, Shaggy or Beer Mug?
Beer Mug.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Oh, that's just good. And last but not least, on the new releases, someone that I think collectively as a station, we just love her. It's Bishop Briggs.
Yeah, she's great.
It's, God, we've been waiting for this, right?
Yeah.
Church of Scars comes out today. Well, it's out right now. And Stryker, you got to spend some quality time with her, right?
I did. This is her first full-length album today. And my face for radio actually has a TV show. So if you want to see my misshaped head on television and hanging out for an hour special tonight, the series I do, fifth season starts tonight.
Wow.
On TV. It is the Audience Channel on DirecTV. The Audience Channel, DirecTV, in-depth interview, performance, live studio audience. And we've done, I think, 85 episodes so far. But Bishop Briggs is a really great artist, someone who has worked for it, and a great human being as well. I love Bishop Briggs.
I love to hear that. And it's a great show because you sit down on what looks like really comfy chairs.
Yes.
And you get in depth with these people.
We do. And I've made probably 13 of them cry so far, at least for a minute.
Is that your goal?
Good for you.
No, it's not my goal, but we start talking about how they made it to this point in life and all the obstacles.
Sure.
And then they start thinking about how they can't believe that they're at this point. And a lot of them get very emotional. And just hearing their story, not one person has been handed anything of all of these people that I have talked to. And I always leave inspired. And Bishop Briggs, the same thing. And I'm glad that we here at K-Rock support her. I root for her.
Does she play this?
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Yeah, I believe she sings that between River and her new song called White Flag.
Okay, excellent.
Guys. Yes,
excellent.
And you'll see that tonight on DirecTV.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Allie, thanks for that, by the
way.
You're
welcome,
I've been hanging
Stryker.
Out 2 weeks now. I'm talking about a show I'm on. I'm hanging with you guys, eating donuts. Donuts around here, life is good.
Oh, where are the donuts? The donuts.
Super Troopers 2 brought us donuts.
They're in the other room.
There are no dummies, right?
There's none left, right? Because Muggs is out there.
Oh, Muggs is out there.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's out there rapping.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
God, I love it so much. Hey, Kanye West revealed on Twitter he's got not one, but two new albums on the way.
Cause baby, I'm awesome. Also, I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
Two albums.
Yep. Current untitled album has 7 songs on it, released June 1st, so wait for that. And then a project with Kid Cudi. What? That is going to drop June 8th, right? I'm down with the kids. That group is going to go by the name Kids See Ghosts. So him and Cudi. All right.
Look, his craziness has overshadowed his music recently, but he really puts out good music still.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for that album.
He takes it. He's very serious about it as well.
Yeah.
A lot of pride in it, which I respect very much. He leaves town. He goes to like Montana or something and does all the work there. He's good. He's good. He's
Montana.
Loony, but he's good.
Absolutely. What is your favorite Kanye album? Well, we've been over this before.
College Dropout, probably.
Mine too.
Yeah.
Was that the first one? Or is that that's,
I think
the, that's
second,
the second one?
Right?
Yeah, second one.
Second one.
Yeah. Little backpack on, right?
That'd be my choice.
I don't know. All right, good stuff. I don't know about you, but I love me some English Beat. And the English Beat will return with Dave Wakeling for their first new album in 36 years, you guys.
Wow.
And if you haven't heard of the English Beat, there's no way that you don't remember this song.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
No.
Oh, you want to do English Beat?
A little bit.
Oh. Was their last?
Their last album, 36 years.
Wow.
36 years. What about Save It For Later? Do we have that? Yes. Again, I know we're going back a long time, but this was me with my babysitter. My babysitters who turned me on to K-Rock.
Okay.
Back in the day. And these were songs that just like shaped who I was as a kid. Love it. New album. By the way, you can see them May 4th, St. Rock and Hermosa. Then they're going to be in Ojai, Santa Clarita, San Juan, Capistrano, Irvine, and L.A.
Wow.
I love it.
It'd be impossible not to see them.
It's basically everywhere you look. You're like, is that Dave Wakeling? What is happening? Did you guys know that he also produced the soundtrack for John Hughes' movie, She's Having a Baby?
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Yeah. It's one of the most amazing moments, I think, in cinema in that movie where Kevin Bacon doesn't know if the baby's going to live, if his wife is going to die. And, oh, my God, all these things have gone wrong. And then, boom. Kate Bush, This Woman's Work comes on, and if you are not bawling like a goddamn baby, something is wrong with you. Oh, I'm going to rent that movie over the weekend at one of those Blockbuster stores. Going to head on down there and get it.
Get the VCR tape?
I just went back in time, y'all.
Video Space Odyssey you're going to go to? 2001
I'm gonna go,
videos?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They have the curtain.
Right.
Those are the dirty ones. Anywho, some birthdays for you. Miranda Kerr, Jessica Lange, Shamar Moore, Andy Serkis, Carmen Electra, Joey Lawrence, Killer Mike, and George Takei. And that's what's happening.
Time for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100. Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
And let's say good morning to Jennifer in Highland Park. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Oops, sorry,
How
Allie.
Are you guys?
Good.
Okay, hold on for a second, Jennifer. Just hold. I'm sorry. That's my bad. Hey, Allie, who else was close?
Oh, thanks for asking, Kevin. Texture 99, just missing out. Sorry, Alex from San Pedro.
Pedro.
Why do I always do that, Pedro? Butthole Surfers, who was in my room last night.
Good choice.
And then Texter 101, you've got Andy. He wanted to hear Once in a Lifetime, Talking Heads.
Another
I wonder
good
if he was inspired by your interview with David Byrne, which inspired a nation.
Did it?
Dare I say. All right, now we can go to Jennifer in Highland Park, who I already love.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello. Good
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. What you got any plans for the weekend?
No, not really.
All right.
Want to make some?
Want to make some? All right.
I like where your head is at. All right. Tell us what song you want to hear.
Musical Youth, Pass the Duchy, of course.
Yeah. Love you so much.
Very exciting.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Allie was dancing around in the studio because of your choice.
Absolutely.
Right on.
So congrats.
A long-time listener.
Long-time listener.
Haven't heard that song in a million years, and it's the day to start off all days by passing it around.
Well, to the left-hand side.
Yeah.
I say.
Pasaducci.
This generation rules the nation with version.
Music arms are full of love. Songs that really make you rock and scrub.
Chip on the left hand side. Pass the dough chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fly.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make
Jenna.
Me jump
in a dee. It was a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I could feel it cause it was the month of June.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk. Was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
And you could feel the chill as I seen and heard them say.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dough chip on the left hand side.
Pass
the dough chip on the
hand side. Pass the dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
On the left hand side. On the left hand side. On the left hand side.
Man, thank God for Jennifer in Highland Park.
Right?
How perfect was that for today?
That's a perfect choice for today.
Have you ever smoked with any member of Musical Youth?
No. What kind of question is that? You have?
Maybe. Maybe one of them went on to be in another band.
Okay.
That had a hit. I do not sniff the coke, I only smoke. Sinfonia.
What is
maybe,
that?
Maybe. That's a Pata Banton song. Okay. Maybe. Maybe someone in this room did when they were young and cuter. In college. I'm just saying.
Did you change it from high school to college? In the story? From middle school to college?
No. A little bit.
Just checking. That's your...
Keep it 100.
We'll do it again next Friday.
Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high on me?
He really is high, man.
He really is high, man. He says at the end.
Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38. Time for one final look at what's happening. We've got Kat in the studio.
Yeah, Kat.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
Got Stryker hanging out in the studio. It's a good time.
I love it. Kat always comes in on Friday to tell us about great events happening around town. I'm just glad to see you up, Mobile.
Right?
Because she had the big Vegas weekend. You hosted something in Vegas.
I was literally just working for the past 10 days, I think. So
in all different cities. From Vegas, then you hosted something in the Valley.
In the Valley.
Then you went to Coachella.
And then I had Brits visiting me. So it's been a nonstop, extravaganza.
I texted a Kat from Coachella, and I said, hey, where are you? And I got this text back from her.
So glad I figured out the letters to Samantha.
Well, I hope you get some sleep this weekend. But we're going to check in with you in just a minute, find out what's cool and what's going on this weekend. We were talking earlier about how many times both Kevin and I have seen Prince in concert. I've seen Prince more times than anyone else. And I just, what?
No, he's my, you know, I got locked in his bathroom.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't want to, I'm
story.
Not telling that story
locked
again.
In his
you
bathroom.
Know I love.
Unbelievable. Wow. Go back and check out that story. It's amazing. But tomorrow is the second anniversary of his death. And yesterday, Prince's estate and Warner Brothers released the original version of his song Nothing Compares to You. In the version, obviously he wrote it, but he is performing entirely everything except some background vocals and a little bit of saxophone. Otherwise, everything is Prince. It was recorded in July of 1984, and they just found this a couple weeks ago. They were going through the 1984 era inventory, found it, listened to it, and they were like, even the most like raw faders up everything, it was amazing. So it has now been released, and it is, it's Prince at his best.
Mr. Bombastic.
I swear to God.
Baby, you fantastic. Jackass.
Touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Why did I come in early?
I don't even know.
Right, at all.
God damn it, play the song.
Oh, you wanted Prince.
I could eat my dinner in fancy restaurants, but nothing, I said nothing can take away.
Singing that when you're locked in his bathroom?
I'm crying right now.
It is so, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it
I
really
don't
is.
Know if you saw the video that accompanies it.
The heels?
Unbelievable. He is wearing like 6-inch heels, dancing, singing, flipping around,
that's
doing
stuff.
That's
why he threw his hips out.
Probably,
of all that stuff.
Probably. Yeah, but it's never before seen rehearsal footage, Prince and the Revolution practicing their choreography, and it is just, it'll break your heart to watch it, but wow.
His live shows were just legendary.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Moving on.
some movies coming out this weekend. Of course, Super Troopers 2, which we're super excited
Stryker
about.
Stryker is, I know, I keep hearing you say how bunged up you are over it.
I'm very excited.
I love it.
Yeah, and yeah. One of the director of the movie was in here. Mm-hmm. Kevin, what's his name? Jay?
You can do it.
Chanda Hakkar.
Chandrasekhar.
What do you rock me, Shaka Khan? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I want to do.
Shaka Khan was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
No!
What?
What?
I go to bed at 5 p.m. now, so I have no idea what happens when the sun is down anymore.
By the way, Jimmy Kimmel, what is happening when Jimmy Kimmel makes it onto Time Magazine's annual 100 most influential people in the world? Jimmy Mother Effin' Kimmel.
That's bullshit.
How did this crappy room make that happen?
This crappy room had nothing to do with it.
He ate year. How old was the meat on the wall?
It was a year.
A year old was, piece of bacon, right?
And we stuck it to the wall. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I'm going to eat that in a year. And we said, why? And he said, because it's funny. We said, all right.
Yeah.
A year from
then. How was the bacon? Did he say it was good? Does it go bad like a Twinkie?
I mean,
it sort of
disintegrates into powder. It's sort of like bacon powder.
It's a pixie stick.
He should have sniffed it like ashes of a dead man.
Legit. That took a turn.
It did.
That was odd. But again, Jimmy Kimmel, one of Time Magazine's 100 most
good
influential people.
That's bullshit.
I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
What it is. What were we talking about? Super Troopers. Oh,
yes.
Another movie coming out this weekend, I Feel Pretty, which is Amy Schumer's movie. They think it should make between $13 and $15 million to take third place. But battling it out for one and two is, again, A Quiet Place and Rampage. So we'll figure out who's going to be top
at
the box
Rampage
office.
Trailer freaked me out yesterday.
Right,
I watched
that
it.
That gorilla?
And she's like, he's going to kill you.
Right?
And I'm like, what? I don't want to be here.
It's a lot. It is a lot to go through.
Yeah.
Speaking of a lot, Coachella, weekend two. What is happening?
All right, so did anybody go to the Heineken House for Busta Rhymes last weekend?
I did not.
Because I caught the tail end of it. I think I lost a few pounds just from the sweat inside of the glorious house there. But the lineup for the Heineken House second weekend, Ghostface Killa is the headliner on Saturday night.
All right.
I mean, this isn't a big space. This is a house in the middle of the campus of Coachella.
Right.
It's kind of like people don't even know it's there, but... they're also going to have DJ Qbert is going to be spinning again, 12th Planet, London Bridge, Zomboy, and a whole lot more on that. But it is kind of a nice little oasis in the middle of it because you can mist yourself and charge your phone at the same time.
How about that?
Did anyone get into that house?
Yeah, I think you just have to line up, right?
Yeah, you do. I mean, Unless you know someone, you know. Like, you know someone.
DJ Qbert?
Yeah. And then the K-Rock tent, which is also another oasis that has, like, air conditioning and whatnot. Just rocking it all the time with DJs, if that's your thing. And this is throughout the day, so you don't have to wait late night to get your EDM on. Et cetera is headlining this weekend, too. But Jeremiah Red spinning and House Raider and lots of EDM artists that I have no idea. And, Kevin, that's your world, so you'd probably know all these bands.
My world, but I enjoy it.
You enjoy it a lot.
It's my world. Yeah.
So that's
and
another
that tent is on the Coachella grounds, that K-Rock tent. It's not the house you're talking about.
No. This is right. Both of these places are right on the campus. You just find
both
it and
have
walk
air
up.
Conditioning.
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
And
an important thing.
Let's move to the danger zone. Allie, I know you're happy about this.
I can't believe I missed that they tweeted me saying, hey, Allie, we've got this show. This is huge. Kat? Take me through it.
I got you. All right. So if anybody's seen Point Break Live or Terminator 2, T-O-O, which I love those things.
The guys put me in Point Break Live for a TV segment that we did. And then I went back to see the show and it was so good. It is so funny. It is so ridiculous. They are so janky and wonderful in all the best ways.
Yeah. So if you love these, like I love that these people love these 80s movies as much as I do. Like I took my brother Point Break Live and I didn't tell him where we were going.
Oh my
and we're
God.
In line. He's like, why are they giving me a poncho?
Right.
I'm like, just wait.
Just wait for it.
So they're doing Tom Gunn. A Mavericks homage.
Oh, yes. My God.
Who were you, Stryker?
Were you Maverick? Were you Iceman? Were you
Goose?
Like
he's Goose. Like,
he's got
I don't want to be Goose.
You're
Revenge
all
of the
Goose.
Nerds.
And he does.
And he totally does. I want to be Iceman.
Yeah,
Iceman. I can't be Iceman. Actually, I'll be Hollywood. I would like to be Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood.
He's Iceman's rear dude.
Hollywood had the best body on the Hollywood was the volleyball.
Good lord.
Scene. What are you doing, Kat? Trying to figure out who the best is? I think I can do that by myself.
Yeah.
I love this. So at Tom Gunn Live, what they do is that the audience, so someone's going to play Maverick from the audience, but they let the audience vote. Like there's kind of pre-audition of who plays Maverick throughout this stage show. And they just do everything. And there are two dates. It is May 19th and June 23rd. It is at a new location called The Union, which is on the border of Koreatown. So these are such fun nights. I urge you all to go check them out. Allie can vouch for that.
I'm telling you, their Point Break Live was so damn fun. And you can't even explain it to people. You're like, we're just in this little place called Dragonfly, and they're going to give you a poncho because you're going to get wet. Where am I?
Oh, man. I just did. I heard Lori Petty showed up once and played Keanu's part.
No.
Which, that's what
amazing.
I heard.
Amazing.
But didn't Gary Busey show up once, too?
Gary Busey showed up everywhere once.
Utah. Yeah.
Give me two, right? Unbelievable. Okay, Kat, we need to go to that.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Thanks for the invite for Kevin and I. Really appreciate that.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, Chip,
all right, wait.
What do you think? We're invisible people?
Do you guys feel the need for speed?
I want to go to Top
Absolutely.
Gun. Top Tom. I want to do Top Tom.
All
and
right.
I want to audition for any role they have in that for that night.
All right, even if it's not Hollywood.
Right, even if it's not Hollywood.
Cool. All right.
Well, let me get through some birthdays, and then we'll wrap this all up and we'll sing a song. Miranda Kerr, Shamar Moore, Jessica Lange, Carmen Electra, Andy Serkis, Joey Lawrence, George Takei, and Killer Mike. That's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Strike.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Did
Kevin.
Did I say Strike?
It was odd. Yeah.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out
Thanks, Al. Thanks, Al.
Thanks.
We all win with Strike's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today. Have a great weekend. We've got all the details you need for the Weenie Roast on Monday morning.
All right.
All right.
Enjoy the weekend.
Here we go.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You can't polish this turd.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's all fake news. It's all fake news.
Roll another one.
The Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Just like the other one.
What does that even mean?
This one seems to be about to quit.
This is not a productive conversation.
And I need another hit.
So I'm going to need Kevin to step it up and stop being so dumb so it's more believable and doesn't sound so fake. So can you be better and less of whatever it is that you are?
I'm guessing not.
Roll.
Because it's rad.
Right? Just like the other one.
No.
This one seems to be about to end.
If you really suck at something, you probably should.
I don't have another cent.
I hate you. My listeners hate you. And remember that scumbag forever.
But don't bogart that joint.
No wonder the ladies love you so much.
Just pass it around.
Now hiring both locations.
But don't
Bubbles for Algernon.
I just pass it on down.
With all due respect, I can't listen to this anymore.
You douchebags have no idea what you're doing.
Sir, this won't happen again.
Oh, I know it won't. Because you're fired.
Just him, right?
Both of you.
And so, we come to the end of another day of the news. Another day of hope and horror. Despair and delight.
And we're clear.
It's okay, though, because I'm high. Go home and get high.
Go Ducks.